This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill.
Fizzled out healthcare reform pushed the dollar to an 11-month low today. Investors are doubting we'll see any of Trump's big promises realized anytime soon. Things like tax reform, a massive infrastructure package. But a gridlock DC isn't the only reason the dollar's weak. Marketplace's Andy Euler reports.
Last year, the dollar was on a tear. It had been strengthening against other currencies for about a year and a half. Then in December, just after the election of President Trump, it hit a high. Robert Whitelaw teaches finance at NYU.
People perceived the U.S. economy as the most desirable place to invest.
He says the confidence came from an expectation that Trump's agenda was pro-business and anti-regulation, great for growth. But William Poole, who ran the St. Louis Fed for 10 years, says that agenda now seems stalled.
There's a huge amount of dysfunction in Washington, which makes it more difficult to figure out what's likely to happen.
And he says that uncertainty led to investors selling their dollars. Those stumbles on domestic policy have another consequence.
They affect possible course of Federal Reserve action.
The Fed isn't likely to bump up rates aggressively while there's no clarity on key domestic policies. Michael Farr, who runs an investment management firm in Washington, says globalization has made a difference too. Economic improvements in parts of Asia and Europe can quickly draw more investors into those currencies and away from the dollar.
More and more world economic powers are running like the three-legged race with our sort of ankles tied together. We're not going to see that one really finishes, crosses the finish line much before the other.
Of course, a weaker dollar isn't all bad. U.S. manufacturers benefit because their exports are cheaper overseas, though it also pushes up prices domestically. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.